changing the bedding. Young grandson aged 8 and I decided we were going to do the hugest spring clean on our beds. Sheets, pillow slips, mattress covers, all stripped, and he washed them. Blankets and duvets all shaken and aired in the hot sunlight, including the bedspreads. Together we even vacuumed the mattresses and turned them over. Cleaned under beds and vacuumed too. With all furniture polished, we collapsed on the sofa to watch a funny DVD together. Came bedtime and I slipped into my beautifully clean bed. The night was hot and a mosquito was buzzing. So I leaned over to switch on my fan. What happened took my breath away, literally. Unbeknown to me, some little person, who carefully had also cleaned the fan, had turned the speed up to full blast. It was as if I was standing behind the tailwind of a Boeing 747. Any wrinkles I had on my saggy face had now shot towards the back of my head. Gosh, I wish I had my mobile phone to take a picture. I would have looked 16 again. As for the mosquito, long gone, probably smacked against the far wall. I grabbed the sheet to hold it over my face to buffer the wind. At that point, I knew he had used too much soap powder in the wash. I didn't know which was worse, the wind or the highly perfumed sheets. When I asked him in the morning, did he turn up my fan? A little grin came to his gorgeous face. You have to laugh.